To the Brothers in Christ podcast, on and off the field. J-Man, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm happy to be here with you. You want to open us up today?
Yeah. Well, I thank you for wanting you tonight to make it about. Thank you for the friendship. Thank you for putting up in my life, give about five of you. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's start. We could start off the pod today. We got our song of the day. This one, I guess technically mine. I'll say maybe joint, but you'll still get next week's. But this is Nothing Else by Cody Carnes.
Yeah.
Jesus, you don't owe me anything, and more than anything you can do, I just want you.
I'm sorry, that was Nothing Else by Cody Carnes. And to me, I just want to keep serving God. It's just a blessing to serve Him.
Yeah, what does that song mean to you?
I mean, I just want to keep serving God. It's been a blessing to serve Him, even to do this, talk about God, talk about sports, and talk about music is a blessing, I just don't want anything else. I just want to keep serving God. He's given me so many opportunities
so many opportunities to be a light to people, and it's cool, not having our own agendas or not going through the motions are some of the lyrics in the song, but actually, instead of trying to get something from God, maybe I think the song is kind of hinting at trying to offer things and be of service to help other people.
Yeah.
Is that something you take away from it too, J-Man?
Yeah, I think, for me, it's my daily prayers, send me and Well, use me until I go home, because I just see the blessings is God in me. I don't deserve it, but He put people in my life and say, why don't you all I want to do is serve God, and it's just a great time.
Yeah, that's super cool. I mean, that's a great perspective to have on it. I think that's awesome, J-Man. Trying to serve instead of trying to take, I think, is a really great perspective to have.
Yeah, I mean, We haven't talked about this yet, but I think the well, my parents, my family started the program, the well, and what we do is we talk, we just get to go out and serve him and love our people, and then it just it gets it's a blessing to walk in there every single day and just and just get to love our people, and I thank God for love every day.
Yeah, that's super cool. I think it's a super cool opportunity that you have to walk in there, to have a program that allows you to, help people and love on people and, be with the same people and kind of feed into their interests, allow them to explore their interests and also to, have new friendships is all. Just a few reasons that makes the, make the well so cool.
Yeah, I mean, God, it's so good. Anyway, that's only one example, God gave us the opportunity last week to we got to hang out with the policeman, and we just we just have fun doing that, and we just every day's different, and every day's just a blessing because I
Yeah,
don't
what do you
know.
think? Do you think doing something like going and seeing policemen and, the cool part about that is maybe it's a time where they're underappreciated and being able to go there and tell them that they're appreciated and you appreciate them protecting the community, uplifts their day, gives them something, gives them a smile.
We've gotten to see the fire, baby. We got it. I mean, we've gotten to do so many cool things. I mean, just the wall in there, and God has given me so many great friends.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, to have a special group of friends that get to, be a light to the community and is very special. Doesn't always happen.
So, if you're out there, I want to encourage you, go serve in your community, if you're a believer, because God will bless you, and
Yeah, and it's cool to not always do things, expecting things in return. Like, it's not something that you're going to get paid extra for, right? You don't get paid extra for helping people in the community, but it brings a certain sense of, community and togetherness and, lets people to get break their daily routine a little bit and see that people care for them. It can do a lot.
Yeah, and I just I started to
You want to get into the verse of the day that I
yeah,
got queued up here? Verse.
I lost my train of thought with it, but.
No, that's all good. We're going to verse of the day though. All right, so we got Colossians 1, verse 17, and it says, "He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." So the thing I like about this verse is, God holds things together. So maybe, I'm going through a tough time or this and that, and I can't see the end result of where things are going, but God has a plan. He's holding it together. And maybe just because we can't see it now, it doesn't mean there won't be good things in the future. It's all his anyways, but I'm trusting his plan to get there. He's been there before. What do you think about that one?
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. I like it a lot too. All right, Jamin. Well, we want to start here. We want to get in some sports. What do you think? We got a lot to cover. You want to do anything? You want to talk about anything before?
So I'm gonna have you read the chapter again, 'cause I drew a blank.
You want me to read the verse of the day again? All
Yeah.
right. Verse of the day, Colossians 1:17 is He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together.
Heal all things. So I just keep walking with him, and he'll keep your life together, basically.
Yeah, it's all his. And trust in his plan. He'll like you said, he'll keep you together.
Okay.
Can get scared, can get scary at times, but it's good to know that God has things under control.
Yeah.
All right, where you want to start today, sports wise, J-Man? A little NFL draft. What are you thinking?
Okay, yeah.
You want to start day one, round one?
Ryan knows a lot more than than I do about the draft, because he's following it more, so I'll let him take over.
Now, I'm starting to get your opinions though. You're not scooting away from this one. There's gonna be some hot takes coming from you. All right, round one. Let's start with the big one. Bryce Young, Carolina. What do you think? Is he the answer there? Or does he have enough right now? Is it gonna take a few years?
Maybe a few years, I think. Where he go?
Carolina Panthers. I mean, I think here's the big issue for him in Carolina is his wide receivers are Adam Thielen, DJ Chark, and Terrence Marshall Jr., and his tight ends Hayden Hurst. His running backs Miles Sanders. That's nothing that jumps off the page to me. You know what I mean? You know, he's
Yeah.
good, but he like if they're gonna they need a lot of help there.
Yeah, maybe a few years in time because he went to Ohio State, right?
Alabama.
Alabama, I'm sorry.
So yeah, I mean,
So
I think it's going to take time, but I don't think he's going to be as good as people expect this year just because he doesn't have a lot around him. But round two, I mean, you got to do this. Carolina goes and gets a receiver, Jonathan Mingo, 6'2", 220 out of Ole Miss.
good for them.
You got to bring him in. Got to get that help right away.
Yeah.
I think Thielen's a good mentor, but I don't think he's the receiver he used to be.
Yeah.
So we'll see. You know, it's going to take time, but I don't know. I'm going to say bust warning. Or
Yeah.
no, bust. I'm going to say bust warning. I'm going to say bust watch. Bring it down a step.
Yeah.
I think that's a tough situation for him to be put in. Carolina's not in a good spot as a football team.
Yeah.
All right, then after that, next pick, we've got CJ Stroud, Ohio State, going to the Texans.
I think unfortunately because I think they have a new coach, I think it'll take some time.
I like D'Amico Ryans, though. I like D'Amico Ryans a lot. I think he does.
Yeah. I think we talked about this one of the podcasts, but God has a plan for everybody. And D'Amico Ryans, his history with the 49ers is pretty good. Let's see if he can follow it up. It might take a little time. He might be patient, but it's a good hire.
Yeah, I like it a lot. And I like they get that wide receiver today, round three, Nathan Dell, Houston kid. Get the local kid. Bring in a center, a backup center. But then that the other thing interesting here, Houston trades up, goes back to back picks. They had the 12 and the 2 this year. They trade right back up to the 3. Get the best defensive player in the draft, Will Anderson Jr. out of Alabama. 6'4",
Wow.
250, explosive D-end outside linebacker. I mean,
Yeah.
I like it though. Be aggressive. Go get the guys you want. I mean, you give up a first next year, which is a lot, but you know, go get the guys you want, build around that. I mean, you got the anchor of your offensive and defense as a new coach right there.
Yeah.
You know, go get that, you know, go get those guys. I like it a lot. I like the aggressive move. And Will Anderson Jr.'s, I mean, that kid's elite.
Yeah.
But giving up next year's first is a lot. They still have Cleveland's first again, though. I think they had Cleveland's first this year and next year for that Deshaun Watson trade. So they still have another first, but they would add two. And then here, Anthony Richardson, 4 out of Florida, goes to the Colts. What do you think about that?
Good for them.
Yeah, I like Richardson. I mean, you got to rip off the Band-Aid at some point. I mean, Matt Ryan is clearly. I mean, Colts ever since Andrew Luck have just been going with veteran QBs past their prime. So you got to rip off the Band-Aid at some point. You got to get someone you can build around.
Yeah.
And I like Richardson too. I think he's got potential. Great strength. I like the Seahawks draft here too. The Seahawks had two picks this year with the Russell Wilson trade. They go up
Yeah.
there at five. They get Devin Witherspoon out of Illinois, the best corner in the draft. Elite speed, elite, ball in the air skills. Then they sit at 20. They take the top wide receiver in the draft, Jackson Smith out of Ohio State. I mean,
Wow.
talk about getting some skill guys there. You get the best corner and you get the best receiver in the draft. Get some
Yeah.
weapons for Geno. You get some elite corners. I mean, and that's already a playoff team last year. That five pick is not theirs. That's the Broncos pick.
Yeah. And
That's scary. I think that's a scary couple scary picks if you're in the NFC, especially if you're NFC West. San Fran, Rams, Cardinals fans, I would not be happy with that.
Yeah,
That's a great draft by them.
and I obviously think you just said it, God has a plan for everything, and God wants us to be blessed. So after the Seattle Seahawks and the big trade with Russell, they had a great year. I mean, they weren't gonna win the Super Bowl, but Geno Smith did a great job. And the only problem is they ran into 49ers.
When they actually had a quarterback.
And so you gotta be happy with those picks.
You gotta be. I mean, what do you think of this wide receiver room, Jeff? You got DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and now Jackson Smith. That's elite.
That's pretty cool. It has opposing team. You don't want to double team a meter, so you can't because they probably will figure out a way to burn you. I mean, hurt you on the outside. So you gotta pick your poison. Do you wanna go DeAndre Metcalf, or do you wanna go the other two?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, Jackson Smith for Ohio State, he was elite last year. Best receiver in the draft. He's got speed, can cut, can find the soft spot. Great on the deep ball. That's a great pick. Also who had a great day one, in my opinion, Jeff? The Eagles. I hate to say it. Eagles sit there at nine. Whose pick did they have this year?
I don't know.
I think they had, oh, they got the Saints. When they gave up, who'd they give up with the Saints to get that one? Oh, AJ Brown. It was the three team AJ Brown trade. So they moved up lat to get Olave. Okay. So anyways, but Eagles sit there at that spot and quietly draft Jalen Carter out of Georgia, the best D tackle in the draft. Dude, 6'3", 314, absolutely built like a monster.
He's God gave Jalen Carter opportunity and blessing because his team, he just won a national championship.
Yeah, and then he goes to the team that just
But
was the runner up to the Super Bowl.
so God really wants to bless us. If you see if you're out there, this is not just about football. This is about real life. So, God really wants to bless you in real life as well. And God really wanted to bless, what
Jalen
was
Carter.
it, Jalen Carter,
Yeah.
because,
That's a great team to go to. But here's the scary thing, Jeff. Their D tackle room is Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis, and Jalen Carter. And on top of that, they sit there at 31. And they get Nolan Smith out of Georgia, who slid. He was supposed to be like top 15. He slides to 31, and they get one of the most elite pass rushing outside linebackers in the draft. Who let the Eagles do this? I mean, this is they did not they didn't even need this, and then they ridiculous, man. This makes them really good.
Again, I feel like God wants to bless us in real life, and he wants to bless the Eagles. But I feel like
I'm not trying to bust the Eagles, dude. I did not want this to happen. But hey, shout out to them. They had a good draft.
they had a great one, and God wants to keep us humble, and he wants to bless us. So he really blessed the Eagles, and more importantly, he wants to bless you if you're out there listening.
Yep. What do you think of this? Lions at 12 go running back Jahmyr Gibbs out of Alabama. What do you think of that pick?
That's a good pick.
Best running back in the draft?
Yeah.
Or second best? Second best. I'm sorry. Falcons before take Bijan Robinson out of Texas. Running backs going early this year. End of the Cordero era in Atlanta, end of the Jamal Williams era in Detroit. What do you think?
Yeah, I think obviously, I think, God has a plan. I've always said that, but look at what Detroit did last year. They made it to the playoffs, and with some help and with some better offense, better defense. Bill Pauly 2 years away, maybe three, but I would be happy if I were Jared Goff.
Yeah, I mean, lots of respect for the Lions, man. They barely missed the playoffs, but they stopped the Packers from making the playoffs last game. They played their hearts out. A lot of respect for that.
I'm sorry they didn't make the playoffs, but they have a great team.
Yeah, they're on the rise for sure. Packers take Lucas Van Ness, Jeff. 6'5", 272-pound defensive end out of Iowa. Second best defensive end in the draft. Strong kid out of Iowa. 14 sacks over the past 2 seasons.
I gotta be honest. After the Jordan era, I sometimes I'm gonna use a faith thing. Sometimes you don't know what God is doing in your life as a fan. I don't know what God's doing with the Packers.
Now, is this your way of saying that you think the Packers are in trouble?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I think you need some depth there at DN though. So I like the pick. I mean, who do you have there? Kenny Clark, but and Devontae Wyatt, but Kenny Clark's getting older. You just kind of have to start rebuilding the roster, honestly. Or I mean, Preston Smith's 31. I mean, you just kind of have to start. But an Iowa kid that plays hard, strong. That's kind of a Packer type player. Packers then, they had 2 second-round picks, Jeff. They get Luke Musgrave, third best tight end out of Oregon State. Fourth fastest 40 yard out of tight ends. Big hands, he can block. They go back, they get a wide receiver out of Michigan State. Sixth best receiver in the draft. 5'11", so more of a not the tallest guy, but slot. Kind of your slot receiver there. Then they go back in the third and they get another tight end. So, that's a lot of day one and two picks there that you're loading up. You're loading up the tight ends. You're getting, I mean, you got a good, you got to think you got a lot of young receivers now. You got Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed. I mean, those are some good wide receiver room. You've got two, you can go side to side with tight ends. It's going to take time, but you're starting to get pieces in place, right? So that's, a decent draft for them so far. Lions, Jeff, have had 6 picks today already. Lions had 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and 2 thirds.
Wow.
They go Gibbs, Alabama running back in the first. Then they go Jack Campbell, inside linebacker, Iowa. Kid plays hard. Gonna think he's gonna fit well into that Dan Campbell system. Then they go tight end, Iowa. Another strong blocking tight end. Out of Iowa, Sam Laporta. They take Brian Branch, safety out of Bama. Then they go ahead and they take a D tackle out of Western Kentucky, Roderick Martin. And then they go ahead and they take Hendon Hooker, quarterback, Tennessee. Goes to the Lions. They're trying to get their developmental guy under Goff.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, God is a player. Bill Pauly, unfortunately, 3 or 2 years away, in my opinion, but they have a great, God has given them a great,
I mean, they got players coming in, man. They got a great opportunity coming up.
a great opportunity, but he has also given him management team a lot of wisdom, because you look at where a lot of teams go for the big guys.
Yeah, but sometimes it's good to go for the developmentals.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I like that. I mean, that's a good draft from Detroit. I hate to say it. Chicago will do a little bit of division. They go offensive tackle, D tackle, corner, D tackle. I mean, they just need a lot of help. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I like those picks for them. They need help on the line and in the secondary. Vikes only have had two picks the whole draft. You got to remember, we traded our second for TJ Hawkinson. I'll take TJ Hawkinson in the second any day. So we go two guys out of USC. We go wide receiver, corner. I think those are our needs. But we got to go linebacker, D tackle, and guard, you know, with our fourth and our fifths, man. You have to.
That's a great draft.
Yeah, I've got an interesting graphic for you here, Jeff. You ready for this one?
Yep.
All right, this graphic is about the top next generation stats started in 2019, right? And you want to hear the top five receivers, next generation draft scores in the last 5 years. Number one, Devonta Smith, plays for the Eagles. Number two, Ja'Marr Chase, plays for the Bengals. Number three, Jordan Addison, who the Vikings drafted. Four, Jameson Williams for the Lions, and five, Justin Jefferson. That's some pretty good company.
Yeah.
So we'll see. You got to hope for big things.
Well, we've always. Let me talk about the five pick really quick, because that guy has a gift. You know, it's not about, anyway, I just feel like he has a bright future with the Vikings.
Justin Jefferson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him a little bit. Let's see if there's anything other super notable we want to touch on in the draft. Well, Will Levis, 1% chance not to go in the first round, slides to the second. Eventually picked. Eventually picked by the Titans, 33rd overall. What do you think of that pick for them?
Good for them.
What do you think that means for I'm blanking here, Jeff, help me out. Ryan Tannehill. And also, what does that mean for Malik Willis? That's a kind of a tough situation to go into in that quarterback room, though. You know, Malik Willis was supposed to be Tannehill's replacement, wasn't playing well. Tannehill doesn't want to be replaced. I guess we'll see what happens. So, a lot of interesting storylines here, though, J-Man. So we'll see. We will see. Jets take a center right away, getting Rodgers a new center.
Yeah. I think if you're a Jets, God wants us to be humble, but he also really wants us to be blessed. So if you're a Jets fan, I think God wants to bless you.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I know you love Aaron Rodgers, man. I don't know if he's gonna bless that fan base that much, though. We'll see. We will see. I know you think he's best thing since sliced bread, but we'll see. I don't know. I don't know if he's still got it. We will see, though.
In real life, oh God really wants to bless you too. If
Yeah, I can't argue that.
yeah, so we'll see what happens with the Jets.
Yeah, we'll see. There's a lot of they're loading up a little bit. I mean, they've been really bad for a long time, so that'd be awesome for that fan base. I also really like Sauce Gardner. I think he's elite too. He's good player. All right, hey, let's switch gears here. That's a lot of draft. Let's talk some NBA playoffs, J-Man. I mean, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Who saw this coming? Heat beat the Bucks.
I think God wants us to keep us humble, and
Man, they got humbled though.
I mean, nobody saw that coming. I mean, I look at the last game. I mean, you're up by so many, and then God humbled you because literally you did fall apart.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis kind of hurt playing through injury. I mean, Heat are a good team too. They're just surging at the right time.
Yeah, we honestly, I it's not about basketball. God gave me a great family, and so I absolutely want God gave me the opportunity to watch it with my brother and Kyle, man, such a blessing in my life. I watched it with my dad, and God gave me a great dad. So there's more to life than basketball, man. That was crazy, though.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, that was. I mean, who saw that coming? And not even, I mean, what, 5 games, right? Didn't even go 6 or 7. They only took one as the one favored to win it all. What a crazy playoffs already. Knicks beat the Cavs 4-1. Very surprising. I thought that series was going to have more games. But hey, shout out Jalen Brunson, man. That guy can play. He's for real. I mean, he can get to the bucket quickly, Barrett.
That was another shocker. I gotta give the gift of the game Jalen Brunson and the other
RJ Barrett.
RJ Barrett.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be an interesting series, man. I mean, I thought it was going to be probably Cleveland, Milwaukee. Now we got Miami, New York. Who are you thinking there? Is there, who's your favorite in that one? I mean, New York's the five, Miami's still the eight, but Miami just beat the Bucks. They're hot.
Probably,
I don't
don't know.
know. I don't know either. I gotta say Miami, but I feel like that one's goes seven. I mean, both those teams are on fire. I mean, then Philly sweeps Brooklyn in four. Not super surprising there. Boston or Atlanta takes Boston to six. I mean, you think, do you think that gives Philly more of a chance? They've had more rest.
Yes, and no, it might be a weakness because they've been off for so long.
Yeah, true. But rest is a luxury in the playoffs.
God puts us through trials and tribulations, and he also wants us to face perseverance. They've been out with Joel Embiid, and they look good. So look out if you're Boston.
Yeah, it's going to be a good series. You think that goes seven? And who do you have in that?
Boston
How many?
seven.
Seven. It's tough, man. Boston looked beatable. I'm going to go Philly in seven. I think Philly looks is really good. So we'll see. I think we might have a Philly, Miami, Philly, New York, Eastern Conference Final would be fun though. I'm gonna root for that. Or Boston, New York, that'd be fun too. So we'll see. I mean, this can be fun. Then in the West, we got Denver over the Wolves in five. Sadness.
I think just
Denver's just the better team though, simply.
yeah, I think to be a sports, you gotta have, God has to give you time, and he has to give you a gift, a really big one, because what Jamal Murray did, he single-handedly hurt the T-Wolf.
Yeah, he's elite. Porter Jr. is good too, so is Jokic. I mean that's what you expected the Bucks to do to the Heat, what the Nuggets did to the Wolves, essentially. I mean, they took care of business, and you gotta take care of business. So, I mean, that's a good team, man. Phoenix beats the Clippers in five. Kawhi Leonard gets hurt after game one, though. No Paul George.
Yeah, I think, like I was talking about with Philly, I think God allowed us to go through trials and tribulations, and he also gives us opportunities to persevere. And not at the moment, I feel like the Clippers were able to persevere. And I also think that God has a timing for everything. Maybe it's not the quickest time for whatever reason.
Yeah, hard to say. You gotta feel bad for Clippers fans, though. They've had a lot of injuries over the years. Set Kings Warriors game 7 coming up. Kings win today in Golden State. Game 7 Sunday night in Sacramento. Who you got? That one's on at 12:30 your time too, by the way.
First up, sometimes God catches us by surprise because we thought the Kings were good, but they're really good.
For real.
They have a young man. God gives us wisdom. Whoever forgive the general manager and be over a lot of credit because God what gave him wisdom on who to draft, and God gave him the opportunity and draft to Aaron Fox.
Yeah, man, that man can hoop, man. He can get to the rack. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
I mean, and then Malik Monk, man. I mean, you bring in Malik Monk, you bring in Kevin Herter, free agents, just fit perfectly. You got Sabonis there in the middle. You got Trey Lyles.
Yeah.
I mean, just everyone's playing well right now.
Yeah,
I mean, I gotta say too, the Warriors just aren't hitting their shots. They're just not looking good.
Yeah, especially
Jordan Poole, man.
And so God's timing is perfect, you know.
We'll see, man. I don't know. You don't want to bet against Steph Curry in a game 7, man.
But Mike Brown, you have to give him a lot of credit because, you know, God gave him a few opportunities to coach, but it wasn't God's perfect timing yet. He finally gets the right coaching job, and he's taking the Warriors to game 7.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be fun. Then we got live looking update, Jeff. Lakers Grizzlies at halftime. Lakers up 17. Closeout game in LA.
You know, God, with the war, they will play the winner of the Warriors. The Warriors, the Warriors King.
Warriors Kings, yeah.
Yeah, I think for both sides, I'll say this really quick. I feel like God wants us to be humbled. And because the Warriors the Lakers and the Kings haven't had the best season, but I feel like God wants to bless even the NBA teams. Even the Lakers and the Warriors.
Let's see what happens. Hey, who you got in Denver, Phoenix? They look good, man. That's going to be a power series, though. Durant, Booker, CP3, Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr. That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that one. Booker's been on fire, too.
God put this through trials and tribulations to be allows us to go and be persevere. And so maybe this is Durant's time again. I mean, he won with the Warriors, but it didn't work out in Brooklyn. Now he goes over to
Phoenix.
Phoenix, and now he has the opportunity. Maybe this is Denver's time. Maybe God wants to bless Denver because they were good too. I mean, they had a few opportunities, I think, last year, but they look really good too. So maybe God wants to bless them too. So we'll see. You know, God's perfect timing for both of those teams. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, let's see what happens. So, hey, I got a question for you, Jeff. We'll switch gears. We'll go baseball here. If I told you 2 days before May 1st that the top three teams in the MLB would be the Tampa Bay Rays, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Baltimore Orioles, what would you say to that?
Probably no way.
Yeah, no way. Crazy, man.
I think that God's perfect timing, and first of all, for the Rays, I feel like they're allowed, every year, but and nobody talks to him. So I was just talking to Kevin Ryan's dad, and this morning, they're 21 and 5.
22.
I mean, 22 and 5. Who did they beat today?
They beat the White Sox.
So,
White Sox stink, though, so sorry, buddy.
two things. I feel like God gave the wisdom because God allowed them to write hire the perfect managers. I mean, their payroll is not that high, and they just continue to surprise people, and
Well, yeah, that's the thing with the Rays is it's not a lot of top end, but it's just a lot of depth. It's a whole lot of depth. So, I mean, they're not paying anyone big money other than Wander Franco. Other than that, it's just a lot of smaller, decently sized contracts to just have solid, a lot of solid players. So, makes you think, you know. Is that the way to do it? Just bring in a lot of mid-level contracts. I don't know, makes you rethink things. But their payroll is only $73 million. You want to see how much the Yankees is this year? For comparison, For comparison, just for fun, what do you think it is, Jeff? How much more? 100 million more?
200.
280 million dollars is their payroll this year. Their payroll's 200 million dollars more. So, I mean, shout out the Rays, man, balling on a budget. You gotta respect
Yeah.
it. Pirates, I don't know if that'll last. Orioles, I don't know if that'll last. A lot of teams can be hot out the gates too. You don't necessarily know if that'll last.
Let me say one more thing. God has a different plan for everything. In the race, God has given them a different plan because they start out with the opener. They don't go, they don't go straight starting pitcher, they just go opener. God's blessing them because I think he likes to lift them up because it's working. In my opinion, they are staying humble. I mean, nobody's really talking about the race.
We'll see if it stays up. I mean, another storyline here, Jeff, one of the hottest players out of the gates in MLB. Well, two, Luis Arraez batting over 400 again, and Rafael Devers top five in home runs and RBIs right now.
Yeah.
Boston needs to give him some more help, though. Twins comfortably on top of the Central. You think they'll stay there?
Yeah. The twins might have to face perseverance because they might have a few way outs to make up. I
Yeah,
don't
it's
know.
cold, dude. It is cold as heck here in Minnesota still.
I don't know if they played today, but they were both playing
Yeah, they got it in. It
tomorrow.
wasn't pretty though. Twins win. 8-6. Beat the Royals, so Royals go to 6-21. Couple home runs. Kepler, Polanco, Miranda. Royals rally late, so we'll see. Twins have a good team. Hey, shout out Jeff's fantasy baseball team, undefeated. We'll see if he can keep it up. I'm 1-1. I'm coming.
Yeah, Lions gonna be 2-1,
Well, we'll
because.
see. Hey, don't call it before it's over. So yeah. Well, hey, anything else MLB you want to touch on?
Yeah, I think again, I think God surprises us. Keep us humble. Because two thoughts, the Dodgers are doing really well, and God wants to keep us humble, but he wants us to bless us because the Diamondbacks are leading that division.
Who would have thought, man, over the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Giants? But we'll see that. I mean, that's within 3 games, so We'll see if that stands. But good for them to have that start. Well, hey, J-Man, what do you think? We're sitting maybe hour and a half. You want to wrap us up?
So, one thing we talk, we didn't really talk about this, but I'm not really into hockey, but Wild is going on
No, let's
my
not
mouth.
talk about it. Wild just eliminated from the playoffs, season over.
Yeah, Baylor,
Not good enough, I'll tell you that much. They lose to
yeah.
the team that stole our name. They lose to the Dallas Stars, who used to be the Minnesota North Stars. So,
Yeah.
double pain.
Yeah. So, and I, yeah.
Hey, shout out Minnesota sportsman, kings of first round playoff exits. No one does it better.
Yeah, I want to do a special shout out to God gave us a love for this person, and I just talked about it, but me and Ryan is super blessed to have Kevin Mooney. Ryan's dad in our life, and my dad too, but I was just talking to Kevin this morning, man. He's helping me out with fantasy baseball, and it's just a blessing to have him in my life,
Yeah, he's a fantasy football and baseball manager, co-owners here with my dad and Jeff, looking for that, they've got a few wins under their belts. They're looking for more.
And my dad too, he's been a blessing. We just, we are really blessed. We are part of a college group at Pacquiao's called Youngbloods. It's a blessing to be there and really do ministry with my dad. A few, a couple getting married in a couple weeks, and it's just a blessing to be a part of.
Yeah, that's
Be a
awesome. That's awesome. Love it, J-Man. Hey, before we wrap though, live looking, Lakers up 30 in the third.
So, really quick, but God gave the Lakers another opportunity
Advance in the playoffs.
they will either face
The Kings or Warriors.
the Kings and Warriors game 7 on Sunday at
12:30
12:30.
West Coast time, Pacific time.
And then you got game one tomorrow. You got Suns and the
Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Yep, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I just I just go I just I just go so there's a young man who a couple of guys who really mean a lot to me at the college group, and one of them's name is Andrew Griswold. He's a huge Laker fan, and I would like to say, thank you, Andrew, for taking the time to talk to me about sports and to just hang out with me. And the other one is a guy named Joey Bauer. He's actually the guy who the groom who is getting married. So congratulations to him and his fiance.
Yeah,
But
congratulations.
it's such a blessing to be a part of the college group and the world at Pacquiao's, and just go out and serve and continue bless. I'm just gonna go into it. Well, thank you for I gonna just do it. Well, thank you for chatting on I just I just thank you for chatting, and thank you for what you're doing in Young Bloods, and what we just we just thank you for what a blessing he really is, and what a blessing you use him to encourage us. Well, we thank you. We just thank you for Joey and Krista, and Lord, we thank you for the coming up, and Lord bless them, and Lord, I have prayed that you would just bless them, and Lord, thank you for putting them in my life, and Lord, we just give Jeff Haley the opportunity to encourage us, and to lift each other up. Lord, we thank you for the college group bless Andrew too. Lord, thank you for putting him in my life, grow him into the man of God that you call him to be, and Lord, bless him, because he is a blessing to me, and thank you for putting him in my life. And Lord, we thank you for the college group. It's called Young Blood. And amen.
Amen.
With me.